Daf Tesvav Amud Beis. We'll begin Tesvav Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Tanan Hasa. So we learned in our Mishnah, we had the Machlaikis by a person recited Shema V'loi Yishmilu Osner. The Tanakama says Yatsa, Rabbi Yehuda says Yatsa, Rabbi Yosi says Lo Yatsa. Tanan Hasa, we learned in Megillah HaKol Ksherem Likra says the Megillah. Everyone is kosher to recite the Megillah Chutz Mecheresh to the Kotel, except the Cheresh. A shaita, someone who's deaf, a deranged person, the cotton and a minor. Rav Yehuda machshir b'katan. Rav Yehuda is machshir b'katan. So Tosis learns, speaks out that the issue by a cotton is whether a cotton can be mighty, a gadol, can he discharge the gadol's chiyuv? And normally, generally speaking, someone who is not mechuyev b'davar, he cannot be mighty someone who is mechuyev. A katan, his chiyuv is a lesser chiyuv. The mitzvah megillah is the rabbanan, but any chiyuv for a katan is a further step removed, is a trade rabbanan, is a second rabbanan. So the issue is, can someone who is mechuyev in trade rabbanan, a katan, can he be mighty a gadol whose chiyuv is a greater chiyuv, it's only chad rabbanan. In any event, we see that the Tana says that a kol kshem chutz mecheresh oit of a katan. Man tana cheresh the eved nami loy. Who's the Tana that says that a cheresh, even by the eved, he cannot be yotze? We're assuming over here that it means that chutz mecheresh oit of a katan means even by the eved. Omer Rav Masa Rav Yosi, Yisra Rav Yosi, of our Mishnah, Disnana, Keres Shema, V'lo Yishmi, Lozna Yotza, Div Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, Omer Lo Yotza, he's not Yotza. So similarly, by Megillah, it's Rav Yosi, where we're assuming that he's not Yotza, even by the Eved. Frak the Gemara, Mi Maid Rav Yosi, with the Eved, Nami Loy, how do you know that the Mishnah Megillah, when it says Chutz Mecher Shevet Kata, means even B'di'evet he's not Yaitse, and the Tana is Rav Yaisi. Dilma, Rav Yehudi, Ulachar Chilu, Deloi Hadi Evet Shapit Dame, perhaps the Tana is Rav Yehuda. And what it means, Chutz Mecher Shevet Kata, means only that Lachar Chilu he should not, but B'di'evet he would be Yaitse. Mar says, Loi Salak Daitech, Tiktani Cheresh, Dumi the Shevet of Kata. It puts in one category, Cher Shaita V'Katan. Ma Shaita V'Katan, Di'evet Nami Lohe, just like Shaita V'Katan. Even by Di'evet, you're not Yaitse. Shaita certainly is deranged, so he's not a Bar Chiyuv, he can't be Yaitse. Now we're assuming over here the type of Katan that we're talking about is type of Katan that is a Shalo Yigil Chinuch, and therefore it's Dumya Dua Shaita, and also B'diyev, you're not Yaitza. So we have in one category Shaita V'Katan together with Cheresh. Av Cheresh, the Yavin Amiloy. So therefore we would assume that by Cheresh also B'diyev is not Yaitza. Practically more no, but Dilma Hakadisu Hakadisu. Maybe it's one general category that Chutz Mecheresh Shaita V'Katan, but they each have their separate individual dinim. And therefore, maybe it is by the Cheresh that B'di'evet he would be Yaitza, and that the Tana is Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yosi. Frek the Gemara, Mi Malsis, look like Rabbi Yehuda. How could you possibly say that the Tana of Megillah is Rabbi Yehuda? I have a Meditana Sefer, Rabbi Yehuda, Machshir B'Katan. It says in the Sefer, Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir B'Katan. Michal, the Reisha, love Rabbi Yehuda. He does that not imply that the Reisha is not Rabbi Yehuda? The Sefer says Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir B'Katan. Doesn't that imply that until now the Tana was not Rabbi Yehuda? From the Gemara, V'dilma kula Rav Yehuda, maybe it's all Rav Yehuda. V'tregav nekatan, and we're talking about two different types of a katan. V'chasur mechzur v'hachitan. Hakol cherim likrei says the Megillah. All are kosher to recite the Megillah. Chutz mecher shait of a katan, except the chayis shait katan. B'med dvarim amud b'amurim b'katan shalai higilachirach. That's only by a katan shalai higilachirach. Aval b'katan shigilachinuch. Afil chafil kosher the Rabbi Yehuda shir Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Maybe I'll tell you that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though we said by Krishna if lo yishmi lo yosna you didn't hear what you're saying you're yoytza, that's only b'diavad lechafilo, you're required to hear what you're saying. And perhaps the Tana of Megillah is Rabbi Yehuda, and when it says chutz mecheresh shayta v'katan, the cheresh means only lechafilo. that he's not, but b'di'evad he would be yoitza. And the entire Mishnah over there is Tana is Rav Yehuda. In the Reisha, what says chutz mecher shaita v'katan means a katan shelo yigi l'chinuch. In the Sefer, it's talking about a katan shehigi l'chinuch, and there Rav Yehuda is mater, is makshir even l'chadchila. Right, the Gemara b'maya came to Rav Yehuda v'di'evad in l'chadchila loy. Well, in right now, you're learning that Rav Yehuda holds that you're only yoytze b'di'evad if you didn't hear what you were saying. But l'chadchila, you should not recite it. Alaha d'tane, however, we have clearly a shita that holds even l'chadchila, it's proper. Hadatane Rav Yehuda b'reder, shemen pazi, chereshem adam, revene shemen, term l'chadchila, even l'chadchila, it's muter. So according to what you've just stated, mani, loy Rav Yehuda, loy Rav Yehuda, it'll come out like neither of them. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, you've just said that l'charchila, he says, it's not proper. And here we're saying this, even l'charchila, it's permitted. According to Rabbi Yossi, even b'di'evad, it's not yaitzen. You're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda's shita therefore must mean that even the lechadchila is permitted, and this shita is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. We clearly have a shita that says that the lechadchila you should not do it. It's only b'di'evad that you're yotzim. We have by birchas hamazon lo yavarach adam birchas hamazon b'liba v'im birch yotza. And if he did, he's yotzim money according to what you've just said now, loy Rabbi Yehuda v'loy Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda ha amar afilu l'chadchila nami. If it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says even l'chadchila it's permitted v'y Rabbi Yosi amar afilu b'di'evad nami loy. The more answers lo oylem Rabbi Yehuda hi v'afilu l'chadchila nami. Now really I'll tell you, perhaps Rabbi Yehuda says it's permitted even l'chadchila. Now we do have a man damar by birchas hamazon that says l'chadchila shouldn't do it. Maybe I'll tell you that's not Rabbi Yehuda. There's two different shitas. Rabbi Yehuda himself holds even l'chadchila is permitted. Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, holds l'chadchila you should not do it. He says you are required l'chadchila to hear what you're saying. Shenemar Shema Yisrael. Says Shema Yisrael, so you have to hear what you're saying. Amar Lei Rab Meir, Hare Yoy Ma Shenachim Mitzav Chayim Al Levavecho Achar Kavanas Alev Hein Hein Advarim. Rabbi Meir says that no, you're not required. It's Al Levavecho, it's in the heart. You don't have to hear what you're saying. So therefore, we have the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he holds that L'Chadchila, you have to hear what you're saying. So perhaps the shita of the Tana of Birchas HaMazon is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Someone says, now that you've introduced Rabbi Meir who holds that even the Chachila is permitted, now we can resolve everything. You can say Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, like his Rabbi, but like Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. And now you've resolved everything because the Tana that holds that even the Chachila is permitted, that's going according to Rameer. The Tana that holds, like by Birchas HaMazon, so they hold it's only b'di'evad, that is Rabbi Yehuda, who goes with the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Tana of Truma, who says even l'chadchila is permitted, is Rameer. The Tana of Birchas HaMazon is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yosi holds even b'di'evad that you're not yet. So we have three distinct sheets. Amr of Chizda, Amr of Shila, Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, Sham, Mishum, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rabbi Azariah, and Rabbi Yehuda, which seems to be redundant, it's the same Shita as we're saying now. Amr says, it's Shriacha. No, you have to tell me both. The Ashmin and Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, if you only told me the Halacha is Rabbi Yehuda, Hava Mina Vila Kharachila, I might have thought, like we assumed originally, that Rabbi Yehuda holds even the Kharachila is permitted. Kamash Malon, Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, Sham, Mishum, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And therefore, he tells me that the halacha is Mishum Rabbi ben Azariah, that it's only b'di'evad, but l'chadchila, he must hear what he's saying. The Ashmin and Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, Sham, Mishum, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if it only told me that halacha, Hava Minat Sarach, Ve'en Takana, I would have misinterpreted Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I would have thought, Sarach, he has to hear what he said, and if he didn't, it's Farfalin, he's not Yoitzim. Kemashmalan halach here of Yehuda that he is yaitza b'di'evit. It's only a requirement lechatchila. Omer Rav Yose machlekes b'kriyish. The machlekes b'kriyish. Aval b'sharam mitzvahs dirakol la yaitza. By other mitzvahs you are dirakol. You are not yaitza. Tzachziv haskes u'shma Yisrael, which we are assuming right now is applying to other mitzvahs. And it says Shema Yisrael, you have to hear what you're saying. Meisvel ask you a kasha lo yivarach adam birchas hamazon v'liv avim birch yatsa. You see clearly that by other mitzvahs, you see that by other mitzvahs, that with the eved you are yoytze. Ele yitmar hachi yitmar amar av yeser machleikas v'krishma. The machleikas is v'krishma nechzihim Shema Yisrael. Aval v'shar mitzvahs divra hakol yatsa. You are dirakol b'di'evid your yotze. It's only an issue by kriyashma that Rav Yosi says b'di'evid you're not. But other mitzvahs you are yotze. It's not a ma'akev b'di'evid. I vaksiv haske sushma Yisrael. It says haske sushma Yisrael. Where it says ha'u b'divrei Torah k'siv. Not like we assume the four that it's referring to other mitzvahs. It's not referring to other mitzvahs. It's talking b'divrei Torah. By divrei Torah you have to concentrate and hear what you're saying. So machlok is showing, do you actually have to hear what you're saying or understand what you're saying? But the mitzvah of divrei Torah involves comprehension, hearing or understanding, or both. But by shar mitzvahs, then everyone holds that b'di'eved you would be yotze even if he didn't hear what he was saying. Kor avalei dik voice here, he says. So the Mishnah said a different halacha that if he did not pronounce the words clearly, if he connected the words, if he did not enunciate them properly, if he swallowed up the words, so it's a machlekes if you're yotze or not. Amrav Tevi, Amrav Yoshi, Halach Yidreishneim Lahakil. We have these two machlekes in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. The Reisha was as far as if he lo yishmiel lo, as if he didn't hear what he's saying, we're paskin lahakil, but the other you're yotze. And here also, with the Eved, you're yotze, even if he did not properly space the words. Another memra from the same Amdamar. Three things will not be satisfied. So the first two that are mentioned are the grave and the narrow womb. What's the connection between the two? Just like the rechem is machnis, the zera maitzi, the vlad, the child. Avshol machnis, it's machnis amesim maitzi. And it also is maitzi, there'll be trias amesim. It's machnisim in secret. Might seem in Menabe Koyle Koyle when the child is born, this with screaming and crying. Sha'ol Shemachnisim Baba Koyle Koyle, the grave, which are Machnis boy with crying and screaming. Odin Shemachnisim Menabe Koyle Koyle, certainly it might seem the Trias HaMesim will be with great Koyles, the cold Shofar, the great sound of the Shofar. Mikan Tshuva Elohimim Ein Trias HaMesim Min HaTorah. From here we see a response to those who say there's no remez Trias HaMesim. You see here, in this pasuk of Mishle, a remez of Trias HaMesim. Tan Rav Yosi coming to Rav Bichsav, Tan Makol Bichsav. Everything has to be recorded. Meaning, when we have the parasha of the Shema, it's not only the Kabbalah Ol Machlo Shemaim and the Kabbalah Ol Mitzvot, but even the psukim that are tzavoyes, are commandments, also they have to be written in the parashas. Parshas of Tila and Parshas of Mezuzos, they also have to be recorded. Afilo Savois, even the commandments have to be recorded. Amale, Domelach Mani, whose sheet is this? It must be Rabbi Yehuda, must be the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Domar Gabi Soita, because he says, Lagabi, the Parsha of Soita, the woman who's suspected of being unfaithful. So we write down the Parshas. We're Meichel the Shem Hashem in the waters, and we give her to drink. And if she was sinned, then she has this curse. So in the parashas that we write down, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Gabe Soita all is kaisiv tavoy is in a kaisiv." The commandments where it says "Vehishbia kain," the kain makes her swear, etc. We do not record that. We only record the curses, what happens to her. Now, v'hasum dotziv v'kalsav as ha'olos hail. It's dafk over there because it says that he writes the curse. Aval hacha dafziv uksavtam afilu tavos nami. But here it says uksavtam. It's complete. It's even the commandments to write are also included in the parashas. Frank the Gemara. What do you mean? After time with the review, the mishum dafziv uksav. He doesn't say it because it says the kosav. that kasha would imply that it's not complete, and over here silk satam that it implies that it's complete. That's not the reason. Time and review to mishum dachsiv always. It says all curses, always in savos loy. It's only the curses that are recorded, and not the commandments. The way Rashi seems to learn, it says always ela these. But al kol panim. It's only. It's not because kasha does not imply complete. Thereby saying, by here, it's required to say chsaftam to imply complete. It's over there because there's a miut. It's a miut. It's because it's all. It's all zayin. Dafka, the curses are recorded, not the tzavois. So what makes us require over here chsaftam a riboy? I might have thought yes, but after the fact, by saita, it says only. So it only says always not tzavois, and it says because of I might have learned out exer shov from there to here, and therefore say here as well what it means is only not the tzavois. It means only the kavol zol machshemaim, etc. And it's only therefore it would exclude the tzavois. Ma hasam all sin tzavois loy apach namit tzavois loy would exclude the tzavois. That's why we need the rebo over here, that it has to be complete, even the tzavos. Tani Rav Avadya, come in the Rav. V'limadetem shehele mutcha tam. Your learning should be complete. She tain revach mein advekim. You have to give a space between the words. They have to be spaced, so the words are not swallowed up. Ani Rav Avasrei kigon levavech. The al ends with a lamed, levavecha starts with a lamed, there has to be a space, so one of the lameds aren't swallowed up. Al levavchem, same idea. Bechol levavcha, bechol levavchem, esev ends with a vase, besadch. Vavartem, mehira. Hakanav, psil. Eschem, meheres. Omer Rav Chama Rav Chanina, kol akor krishma umedaktek boiseyisel. Anyone who says krishma and he's careful not to swallow up the words, mitzanim lo yehanim. The yehanim is cooled off for him. Shenemar beforish hakay malachim batashlik betzalmoin. When he scatters the kings in Eretz Yisrael, the darkness will be whitened. I'll take her beforish ela beforish, if he enunciates. I'll take her betzalmoin ela betzalmovis. Don't read betzalm, tzalmovis, the gehanim. The gehanim will be cooled off if he is enunciates the words, he clarifies the words, he doesn't swallow up the letters. The Tosis brings down the rift. It gives other examples. For instance, v'chora af. He shouldn't say v'chraf. Right? It has to be spaced so words are not misconstrued and letters are not swallowed.